Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Aderholt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Ramsey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tommy Nelson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Stu Hofferth. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Vince Shoup. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Witcher. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Witcher. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Messner. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Fox. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Fox. And now, play ball. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner takes first base on ball four. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke strikes out. There goes Messner. The throw from Hoffer to Culler, and Messner is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Woody Williams now playing second base. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick takes first base on ball four. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Sauer moves to second. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hoffert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. One out. Bob Witcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witcher strikes out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner juggles the ball. That's an error on Messner. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 0 for 1 in the game. Aderholt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsey hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Messner takes first base on ball 4. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipke takes first base on ball 4. Messner moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Messner moves to third. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Aderholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Hoffert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffert is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffert moves to second. Butch Niemann pinch hits for Bob Witcher. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lakeman hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 2 in the game. Clay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Messner hits a line drive to left field. Aderholt throws towards Culler. Culler fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Culler. Fox scores. Clay moves to third. It's 3-0, Reds. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lipke takes first base on ball 4. Messner moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCormick hits a line drive towards first. Shoup reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 0 for 2 in the game. Aderholt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramsey hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lakeman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hofferth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shoup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Shoup reaches second base with a double. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Bill Lee. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Logan now pitching. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Williams reaches second base with a double. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hofferth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clay hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ader Holt. Clay reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Messner hits a fly ball into left field. Ader Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lipke hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-3 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields the ball and throws to Fox covering. Safe. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into right field. Lipke picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lipke. Wiedelman moves to third. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aderholt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Wiedelman scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Reds. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aderholt moves to second. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hendrickson now pitching. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedemann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Reds. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Aderholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lakeman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes, who is chasing the ball. Lakeman reaches third base with a triple. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams is walked intentionally. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lakeman scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6-1, Reds. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nelson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hofferth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Shoup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hofferth moves to second. Joe Medwick pinch hits for Don Hendrickson. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Hofferth moves to third. Shoup moves to second. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-4 in the game. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Wiedemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wiedemann hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hofferth scores. Two outs. It's 6-2. Reds. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.